Thank you, Kathy. Let us turn to our second hymn, number 290, Go to Dark Gethsemane. Let's sing stanzas 1 and 2.
Jesus' last night in the garden with his disciples is written in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The scripture I'll be reading tonight is from Matthew 26, verses 36 to 46. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply disturbed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not I will, but your will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "What? Could you not stay awake and watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup cannot pass from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. He left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." May God add his blessing to the reading. Well, Judas had already left. This left Jesus with the remaining 11 disciples in the garden. He then leaves 8 of the disciples behind, taking Peter, James, and John on with him. Jesus is deeply distressed as he instructs Peter, James, and John to wait here and watch with him. Jesus moves off a short distance and prays to the Father in the first prayer, "To let the cup pass from me." He qualifies his prayer with, "Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." When Jesus returns and finds the 3 disciples sleeping, he is visibly upset with them. In the second prayer, he resigns himself to the fact that the cup is not to pass from him unless he drinks from it. He prays that God's will be done. Once again, he finds the disciples sleeping, so he leaves them and goes to pray the third time. The sleeping disciples during this stressful time might be viewed as somewhat disrespectful. However, at this particular time, they were at the end of a long day, right after a meal, and in the presence of the one whom they trusted most, the one who they had seen raise people from the dead, walk on water, feed the multitudes, and heal the sick. I'm sure that they had no idea the seriousness of the situation. Tonight, we have the benefit of knowing the outcome of this story. So as we close out this chapter, let me share a few thoughts with you. As Jesus went to pray, he took his closest disciples with him. There is power in prayer. There is even more power with prayer partners. As Jesus prayed, he asked that it be changed. There is power, but he qualifies it by saying, "Your will be done." When change is not an option, then strength to endure is the next best thing. The fact that Jesus prayed essentially the same prayer three times indicates that there's nothing wrong with repetition when it comes from a devout heart. And finally, the sleeping disciples might be likened to some of today's Christian community, somewhat complacent with the world we live in. Is Jesus calling us to wake up?